Appreciate the presentation and the update. Look forward to more coming forward. Number 11, law enforcement. Are we going to go with Al, did you say? Am I?
Yes.
We should keep going. 11, law enforcement recruitment campaign. Sammy on?
Mr. Chairman, I am. Mr. Chair, commissioners, Secretary Roebling, my name is Sam Skelos, law enforcement section chief. I'm going to give you a brief update on law enforcement recruitment campaign. This was a campaign that was started through BHR. It was one run with three different agencies, Department of Corrections, South Dakota Highway Patrol, and then the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks. As you guys may or may not know, we, as conservation officers, we always struggle with recruitment and retaining some of our officers, especially in the rural areas that we have. And this campaign was, it's not just our agency that experiences that. There were several, and you guys should have hopefully got a handout. I don't know what page it would be, but it's titled Out of State Law Enforcement Recruitment Project Executive Summary. And if you pull that up, it's got a lot of data on there. This plan. So what we did is we worked with these agencies to try and recruit or look for interested applicants from around the U.S. It started in early September. We had a lot of different people working on it, and they used a lot of different social media avenues and platforms and things like that. If you turn to the second page, you can see that Game Fish and Parks is in the middle there. Overall, we had 122 people apply for a conservation officer job. We did a couple virtual career fairs. One of them was very successful. The other one was not quite as successful. Currently, we're sitting at, of those 122, we have approximately 40 applicants, just under 40 applicants that were in the process of starting interviews here in the next couple weeks. And from there, they'll go through the Law Enforcement Training Academy and then through our training program. And that's where we're at right now. It was a neat campaign. Emily is probably still on. She can answer any questions that you may have on the funding and how it was set up. But we hope to gain some good applicants and hopefully some future conservation officers out of this program. And with that, I'll stand by for any questions that anybody may have.
Anybody have any questions? Mr. Chair. Commissioner Sherrill.
Thank you. When you look at some of the reluctance, I mean, you mentioned that it's tough to find people that, especially in the rural areas, what are some of the biggest concerns? Is it employment for spouse? Is it housing? What are you finding?
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Tim.
That's a great question, sir. And we spent a lot of time talking to that, and I think it's a combination of all the things you just mentioned. Employment for a spouse can be difficult in a rural community. Fitting in with the community, job opportunities, all of those things matter, and there's no one thing that we can pinpoint is the actual trouble in recruiting an officer to a remote duty station. Part of our strategic plan is we're taking a look at that and seeing if we can develop some criteria to help us determine that. But man, that is a million-dollar question right now. Thank you for that question.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much. Any other questions before we move on? All right.
Chairman Olson.
Go ahead, Emily.
This is Emily Keel. I just wanted to make mention to you and the others, as well as those listening, that this was really the first of its kind in state government to bring four agencies, as Sam mentioned, our Human Resources Department, Game Fish and Parks, Public Safety, and the Department of Corrections together to do a centralized recruitment campaign. And that was something that Governor Noem and her office and their staff also backed 100%. So just a really exciting thing to take note of in that effort.
Thanks, Emily. Ready to-